Erica laughed until the tears ran down her face as they stepped aboard the boat. "Are you telling me that you took a bath in seaweed?" She wiped her eyes with the back of her hand and then laughed again, which prompted a fit of hiccuping when she saw the offended look on Patrick's face. "So? Shouldn't men be allowed to pamper themselves once in a while? From what you've told me, you've tried out plenty of strange things. I distinctly remember you saying not so long ago that you were smeared with mud and then rolled up in plastic wrap at some spa you went to." He backed the boat away from the dock at Bud Holman. "Yes, but..." Erica succumbed to another fit of giggles. "I think you're displaying some rather outmoded prejudices here," said Patrick, glaring at her. "A seaweed bath is actually super healthy for men. It draws the toxins out of the body. And since men obviously have a harder time getting rid of that sort of stuff, we have an even greater need for the treatment." By now, Erica was clutching her stomach, so helpless with laughter that she couldn't speak. Patrick decided to ignore his wife and concentrate on steering the boat out of the harbour. Of course, he was laying it on a bit thick to wind Erica up, but the truth was that he and his colleagues had really enjoyed the spa treatments they'd received at Barvis. At first, he'd been extremely sceptical about getting into a bathtub filled with seaweed. Then he realised that it actually didn't smell as bad as he'd imagined, and the water was nice and warm. When he sat in the tub and leaned forward while his back was massaged with bunches of seaweed that were rubbed against his skin, he was converted. And he couldn't deny that his skin felt like new when he got out of the tub, softer, smoother, and with a new glow. But when he tried to tell Erica about it, she'd started laughing hysterically. Even his mother, who had come over to babysit for Maya and the twins, had snickered at his enthusiastic report. The wind was picking up. He closed his eyes, feeling the gusts against his face. There were many other boats out on the sea, but in only a few weeks there would be dozens of them heading in and out of the harbour. Erica had finally stopped laughing, and her expression had turned serious. She put her arms around Patrick as he sat at the helm and leaned her head against his shoulder. "How did she sound when you phoned?"
"Not exactly overjoyed," said Patrick. "She didn't seem too keen on having visitors. But when I said that she was welcome to visit us on the mainland instead, if she preferred, she decided she'd rather have us come to the island."
"Did you tell her that I'd be coming with you?"
A swell made the wooden boat rise, and Erica wrapped her arms more firmly around Patrick's waist.
"Yes, I told her that we were married and that you'd like to come along."